Kwaba, Akabo, Jambo, and hello, Bankless Africa.
We are back again with Sats Ngoye, and this year we have lots of surprises for you. We will continue to bring you reports, updates, and recaps of some of the most significant crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent and sometimes the globe as well. There are also some improvements that we're doing for the new year. I am still Miss Purple.
And I'm still Neki.
Your highly esteemed decentralized reporters from Africa.
I like the word esteemed. It has a very nice ring to it. So today is the 7th of January, and the markets appear to be somewhat stable. Not pumping, but stable. Bitcoin is currently at $16,923.27, which is a marginal increase from what it was last week at $16,572.79. Ethereum currently sits at $1,263.19, slightly up from what it was last week at $1,197.64. Optimism experienced a slight increase and currently sits at $1.10, up from about 91 cents last week. The Matic token currently sits at approximately 80 cents. Slightly up from what it was last week at about 76 cents. The Bank token currently sits at $0.008069, slightly up from what it was last week at $0.00794. And Atom currently sits at $10.02, up from what it was last week at $9.42. Looking good, I guess.
Looking reasonably good, and that's a lovely new entry for the year there with Atom. I'm very curious to see where their year will take us. Moving on to our national currency, starting off with the Ghanaian cedi, which is currently at 10.35, down from last week's 10.15 by a 1.97%. The Nigerian naira is at 450.05 naira to the dollar, down by 0.439% from last week's 444.08 naira to the dollar. The Lesotho Luti and South African rand is currently at 17.11 rand or Luti to the dollar, down by 0.529% from last week's 17.02 Luti or rand to the dollar. The Kenyan shilling is at 123.65 shillings to the dollar, down by 0.12% from last week's 123.5%. And last but certainly never the least, the Central African CFA franc is at 625.65 franc to the dollar, down by 2.3% from last week's 611.53%. It's not a great year in terms of numbers. It's not starting off at a good start, economically speaking. But you know what? There's a lot of days in a year. So anything could happen. You know, anything could happen. Anything could shift the scales and tip them to be more in our favor. And by our, I mean the locals. And with that, we're going to get straight into... we're going to highlight last week's headline. And there's only one that particularly piqued my interest. As most of you may remember, Neki was unavailable to do Sats Ngoye last week. But, you know, he's back here today, still alive, well, and fresh. But one of my favorite headlines from last week was that three countries account for nearly two-thirds of Africa's crypto holders. That is a crazy amount when you think about it in context. But It's both crazy in the sense that we're still so far along from getting the whole continent in, but also it takes only three countries to see these phenomenal numbers. So you can imagine when you have more countries being involved and being curious about the space and crypto as a whole. Now, down to this week's headlines, we're going to start off with Binance, where they're foreseeing a crypto adoption in Africa, or rather seeing an increased crypto adoption in Africa, particularly in the year 2023.
Again, I am happy to be back on the show. Thank you for the heads up, Purple. Now, 2022 saw a reported massive jump in adoption rates across Africa. And in sounding off the year, Binance held an end-of-year party in December of 2022 in Lagos. Now, the CEO of Binance, Xianpeng Zhao, who was present virtually, said that the organization had experienced massive growth over the course of the past year. And in retrospect, if we would all agree with that, we know very well that a lot of downturns happened in 2022. We had a lot of crypto organizations and firms go bankrupt, some closed down, and a lot of people lost their monies and all of that. And this is just a big shout out to every single organization and firm that managed to stay afloat through all of that turbulence. Now, despite the many downturns, there has been tremendous growth in the industry, especially in Africa, in terms of user adoption. Now, the director of Binance in East Africa, Nadim Anjawala, said, and I quote, "We have seen a lot of progress happen regarding regulation, especially as the governments in Africa are beginning to talk about the blockchain ecosystem." Now, Nadim is optimistic that there is still much room for growth in the African crypto space via his statement. And I quote, "Technology becomes more adopted when awareness spreads. Secondly, as a first mover in Africa, we hope that other governments will be able to adopt the digital currency. In essence, the surest thing is to make sure that security is advanced and Binance takes that very seriously." Going into the new year, Binance is renewing its focus towards building a strong community and creating awareness about cryptocurrency across the continent. Well, I have to say, I agree with Binance on this one. I'm also of the very strong opinion that 2023 is about to see a lot more numbers in terms of persons onboarded into the crypto space, a lot more numbers in terms of transaction volume. And hopefully, we hope that there will be some sort of rebound into a bit of a of the green side in the market, because last year was just a slump and slump all through. And then there was a calm and then there was a storm again. But this year, we do hope to see a lot more stability. And again, this is a shout out to every single company that was able to weather last year's storm. And we all have to play our parts, you know, in trying to keep this train moving, spreading the word through our awareness and trying to onboard more people, because this is the future and we should actively be a part of it. Moving on to the next headline. Morocco finalizes crypto laws and frameworks with the World Bank and IMF's suggestions, the central bank says.
The nation of Morocco has for a while now been on the path of crypto adoption, with an estimated 1 million of the 38 million population of Morocco being crypto holders. The governor of the Central Bank of Morocco has announced that it will be introducing a new set of laws that will govern the activities of the cryptocurrency sector. And according to the governor of the Moroccan Central Bank, Abdelataf Djouhari, the country worked closely with the officials of the International Monetary Fund, known as the IMF, and along with the World Bank to ensure that the formulated laws can work cohesively with the already existing financial laws of the country. The Moroccan government will proceed to hold meetings with the players in the country's crypto sector to further discuss how to incorporate them into the regulatory framework. According to local news sources, Djouhari is quoted to have said, "For cryptocurrencies, I can assure you that the project is ready. Now we are engaged in the discussion with the different stakeholders. It is a long process, but necessary to allow everyone to adhere to this project," end quote. That is quite interesting, because one does not tend to hear much about Morocco and the crypto space, but a million is not a small number. So kudos to Morocco. I do hope to see great things from them. And I do hope we start to see more African countries being involved within the space and being curious enough to participate in some way or another. Moving on to our next headline, musician Akon accelerates plans to build his crypto city in Senegal despite the problems he has been incurring.
Celebrity African musician Akon has announced that he would be going forward with plans to build a crypto-powered city in Senegal. The place will be named Akon City and will be powered by the native token Akoin, that is A-K-O-I-N, coined from his name, of course. Now, although the value of Akoin has plummeted from a high of 28 cents in September of 2021, when it was initially put on the Bitmart exchange, it is now currently at $0.012. Akon is still optimistic in the possibility of success of the $6 billion project. Although there have been multiple controversies around the project, from delayed launch dates to delayed refunds to customers and investors who participated in the pre-sale of the Akoin token, Akon is pushing forward with a promise to deliver on a crypto-powered city despite the many challenges. Well, I think this is not an entirely new concept to me. We've before now heard of, you know, projects that want to use, for instance, Bitcoin to power local communities, or, you know, like small Bitcoin-powered communities and schools and projects and all that. But I haven't ever heard of a relatively new token like this one, the Akoin, used for this purpose. You know, when most people launch these sort of tokens, it's purely for, you know, monetary value and exchange. But apparently, they've made it clear that the purpose of launching this token is to somehow use it to power the Akoin city. And $6 billion is a lot of money. And I'm pretty sure they have a lot of able investors on ground because, well, Akoin is big fish. And I think that it should be somehow possible for him to pull together that kind of money to put this city together. But what I'm curious to know is, why exactly do they need to do this? What is the real purpose behind this, besides just having a city named after you? And what real value can it offer to the people who are going to be living in it? What real value would it offer to the crypto community globally? So I'm really curious to know all of that. And I'm not sure that's an answer I have now. I'm not sure if Purple has any opinions on that, but I'd like to hear them if you do. Do you have any opinions, Purple?
The one opinion that I think I can share is just that maybe just go back to the drawing board in terms of, you know, the way it's being structured or packaged. I do not see a problem with, you know, somebody who is affluent and has the funds and the capabilities to do so. I don't see why they shouldn't create a crypto city, you know? I mean, there's multiple reasons one can find, but inherently, it's not entirely a bad thing. Somebody's going to create something like that, right? It just so happens that it's a celebrity. My biggest problem is just that it just feels so self-glorifying, if that's, you know, I hope it's not too harsh a word, but to call the city after you and, you know, name the coin a coin, it's funny and cool and comical, but people are going to be living there, hopefully, in, or, you know, even working there. So it just, that part is a part that irks me a bit. Overall, I think the idea, somebody's got to start somewhere, and might as well it be a celebrity, because this is how you get more people to be curious enough to start to innovate and develop within the space. So I guess I'm two ways about it. A part of me is glad that things like this are happening, because then people can see what's possible. But another part of me is concerned about, like how you're saying, the main reasoning and why this would be a good idea and why it would work and how it would work as well. And of course, looking at the cornerstones and the understandings, or at least the unspoken agreements that we all have within the crypto space, and that is to move away from, you know, the powers of authority taking control of one's entire life. So there's a lot of questions that he would have to answer, I think, to get a lot of those of us who are already here to be interested in participating in something like that. So
I agree with you. I mean, on the bright side, everybody knows that celebrities have a lot of influence, and him being the face of this project, whether or not it is somehow centered about him and his name, is still not a problem. I feel like he's probably trying to build a personal brand for himself in the crypto space. And that is totally cool too. But what matters the most is the awareness it would bring about cryptocurrency and how much more it could rope a lot of people in to, you know, be inquisitive and probably want to get involved in bigger picture. So yes, I am up for this, and I am definitely rooting for the success of the project. I'm definitely rooting to also see how far they can come now and in the near future. I'm moving on to the next headline. The Bank of Ghana promotes innovation in the financial services sector.
The Bank of Ghana is launching a series of regulatory reforms that will transform the financial services sector of Ghana. The Bank of Ghana already has a FinTech Innovation Office in place that oversees the activities of fintechs and ensures compliance with financial regulatory laws. The head of FinTech and Innovation at the Bank of Ghana, Kwame Obong, stated, and I quote, "So far, a total of 47 payment service providers and mobile money operators have been given approval, both Ghanaian and foreign, across various license categories to provide payment services," end quote. Now, to protect the interests of its citizens who are also players in the crypto industry, the Bank of Ghana is including a regulatory framework for cryptocurrency companies to protect them against volatile assets and inherent risk of loss. That is quite interesting. You know, kudos for them. Kudos to the Bank of Ghana. I think, once again, nothing is ever certain, so you never know exactly how things are going to go, but it's always really comforting to see some sort of progress, because it means that in one way or another, whether you are for it or against it, it shows that you are aware that it's coming and it cannot be stopped, and you need to best position yourself to get the best out of it and allow your citizens to get the best out of it as well. On to our next headline for this week. Nigerian crypto exchange Roku gets European Union virtual currency license.
Well, first off, I'm going to say I'm super happy to see this, because Roku is an app that is super dear to my heart. I actively use it, and personal opinion though, I would recommend it to anybody who was actually looking for an exchange or some place to carry out crypto swaps and all that. I think it's a really great platform and I use it. But again, this is not financial advice. I'm just saying I love it and I think you would too. The European Union virtual currency license is a necessary prerequisite that must be obtained for any person or organization with an intention to offer its services to countries in Europe. Roku, a Nigerian-based cryptocurrency exchange, was recently granted this license, giving it permission to legally carry out its operations in 28 European countries. Roku is one of the few digital asset exchange platforms from Africa to establish a foothold in Europe. According to a statement by a Roku spokesperson about the motive behind the euro expansion, he says, and I quote, "In our research, we found that Europe needs to catch up in terms of its global average of cryptocurrency adoption. They crawl globally with an average of 27%. European crypto exchanges come with more complicated interfaces and high fees, making it difficult for early traders to participate in crypto as much as they want," end quote. Now, the company sees this as a necessary step to achieving its goal towards becoming the number one cryptocurrency exchange service provider globally. Well, for one, that is a very lofty goal. Not unachievable, everything is possible, but definitely a very lofty goal. But I'm super excited to see this. I think we previously already had last year a certain Nigerian startup that also got that license to practice globally. I think in Europe also. I think it was Quidax. I'm not quite sure. But to see more and more of these guys obtaining licenses and definitely getting some form of international recognition and also being given the chance to expand the tentacles of their business to foreign markets, it's remarkable, you know. And I am really rooting for all of these companies to, you know, succeed in these new markets where they are trying to plant a foothold, because we know that there is a lot of competition, especially abroad, where you have tons of companies that already offer similar services and that people are already used to. But then again, I think it's just pretty much about how well you're positioned to enter the market and how good your offering is. So I wish them all the best and good luck to Roku. Moving on to the last but not least headline for the week. According to South Africa NFT Market Intelligence Report, Auction houses are partnering with wine producers as art galleries look to capitalize on the global trend.
The NFT industry in South Africa is projected to reach a market value of several billions by the year 2028, with an estimated compounded annual growth rate of 35.7% between 2022 and 2028. South Africa is currently experiencing its era of NFT bloom and is considered to be in its very early stages within the region. Outside Web3 firms and traditional businesses in South Africa have begun to identify areas of application for NFTs, specifically for business growth, as well as the growth of the local NFT community. To interact with clients, consumers, and fans, many artists, musicians, fashion, sports, gaming, entertainment, and retail brands are now creating NFTs. As a result, both buyers and sellers would be searching for cutting-edge NFT markets to facilitate their NFT trading. Buying and selling of digital collectibles is a common practice in South Africa, and also it's a major driver of the local NFT market. It's quite interesting to hear all these things literally happening right next door. And I don't know, a part of me is just kind of, you know, sitting thinking to myself, how phenomenal will it be once that kind of attitude seeps into the entire continent and we start looking to NFTs, not just to make money, but rather to expand and to tackle a new sense of identity and, you know, entertainment, and understanding that everything evolves, everything changes, and it's okay for us as an entertainment industry, as a gaming industry or a sports or fashion industry, to adopt these new technologies, not so much just for the sake of trend, but for the sake of new technology. So I am very excited overall. I think the news today is reminding us once again that we're not alone, you know, and there's still so much to do and there's still so much being done that one should not lose hope. I know it's the beginning of the year and we've seen the projections for this year and it's not looking phenomenal. It's not looking great. This is the year where a lot of people are saying, be careful, be at your safest, make sure that you only deal with what you can, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen and we could be in another bearish situation for a little while. But it's a reminder that this is when you hunker down and you focus on the building aspect, because it's not just the money that we're here for. We're also here for the different types of technology that we're able to get and the evolution that we're hoping to be able to reach and reach a pinnacle for because of this technology that we're able to now incorporate into more everyday things. And with that, just a reminder that all of that, what we share is not financial advice, merely the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can always use the links in the show notes to do your own research. The goal is to reach 10,000 subscribers or listeners by the end of Q1. So don't forget to subscribe, share, leave a rating, or even leave a review so you can let us know exactly how we can best serve you in whatever platform it is you are listening from. So until next time, be relentless.